Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, tonight is the night. So exciting. It is the finale. We have celebrity performances, and we have the winner of American Idol. Do not go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. Woo! I love old school.
I know, it's such a good song.
Grandpa Lionel.
And for that grandpa, I'll call you Uncle Lionel. For them to come in on this song tonight, he was so good.
He was so good in his jacket with the all night long in the back.
I know.
Such a performer. Such a performer. I was actually like saying before about how he came to my little city in New Zealand and performed sellout crowds. Amazing. So exciting.
Can't go wrong.
I'm so excited. It's still going.
Me too.
Jam a little longer. Thanks,
Jim. Take it in.
He's just, the greats, the old school greats, the ones who really know how to perform.
They won't go anywhere.
Yeah, they won't go anywhere.
No.
Not at all. No. Oh my gosh, everyone, so we are so excited. I actually am literally insanely excited.
She's
because
so excited.
The last 2 hours that I've just been watching blew my mind, literally. Sarah's not as excited as me, so she'll calm down. But tonight we just have myself, Kim Davey, we have the lovely Sarah Serio, and we are missing the beautiful Maddie Makeley and Joseph Capsch. And Joseph is unfortunately sick on the final night, so
Hi, Joseph.
We miss you. So it's just me and Sarah tonight, but we have all the goss and all the insights.
Yes.
Over the last 4 hours of amazing television, really, wasn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but
Joseph's not here. You're not supposed to disagree with me.
I have to play devil's advocate for him. It was good, though. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it very much. I thought it was one of the better shows from this season for American Idol, which, I mean, hello, it should have been. It was the finale.
Yes.
So I really appreciated it.
It was so good. I love it. Particularly tonight. Last night started off a little slow.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't need to be too out. I just felt like it dragged. They sang a lot of songs, but maybe some unnecessary songs that really didn't need to be there.
Yeah, well, some of their singles, it was just hard when it was unknown. People don't know them, you know, as well. It was tough. But hey, so just as an overview for tonight, since it's just you and me, girl.
Yeah.
We are going to be doing, we're not going to have the chat roll tonight. Joseph, that's your job. You have to do it from home.
so respond at home, okay?
That would be awesome. Do it. But we've got a couple of special segments, or lots really. We're going to talk about the judges and their journey throughout and some of the crazy fun moments. We'll talk about the home rallies. We got to see everyone go.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was so cool. Best moments of the entire show, what we thought of ABC's bringing back American Idol.
Yep.
So we'll talk about all that. We also would like to have a look at eliminations specifically, how you can audition for next year's season if you're keen, and also the winner. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to that part because it was just so amazing.
I'm excited for that too because that was just wild, capital W-I-L-D.
Yes.
Wild.
That's correct.
I know. I was like, did I spell that right? I was like, Sarah, you're going for it. You have to spell this word right. I love it.
Awesome. So, okay, in a nutshell, overall thoughts of let's just do the whole last two nights.
Okay. Overall thought. Last night felt like didn't really need to happen. But I appreciated, like, you know, them going to their hometown. Really enjoyed that. And that was really it, though. And introducing their new songs, which I thought was smart on their behalf, getting their little plug-in for iTunes. Mm-hmm. Good business move. Tonight, really appreciated it and loved all of the famous people from the from the singers and the bachelorettes and everyone.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of, I feel like, what they had to do to really make it rate well. But I liked it. Yeah. I liked it.
Speaking of the Bachelorette bit, I just want to go there straight away. What was up with Katie's little intervention?
Sometimes I feel like Katie, like, she goes for it, which I appreciate, but then she just, like, doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
And realize that, like, girl, you're already, like, there. You're already famous. You're already known. You're already, we see yeah. you. So just, like, stop at a certain point, because I think it was throwing Ryan off. It was throwing Becca off. So.
Yeah. I totally agree. Like,
I was like, girl, stop.
Exactly the same insofar as she, at least she commits to stuff and goes full out.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't think she thinks about the fact that there's other people in yeah. the on the planet, and mm-hmm. they literally have plugs for certain reasons. Yep. And I don't know if you noticed, but at the end of that, Lionel was just like,
devastated. Yeah.
And he's like, Ryan, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I think he was really mad with her. That's the first time I've actually seen him like cross the line of this is disgusting.
Well, because behavior. I feel like I would have been the same way. I've been like, girl, like,
it's not your time.
Time crunch. Like, get with it.
But also poor Becca, like, here she is promoting her show.
I know.
And she didn't get to promote it at all. It was all stolen
That's
by Katie.
That's what I'm saying. She like takes away the spotlight from some people. She does it sometimes, though. Other times, she's fine. I don't know. I don't know. Katie, can you defend yourself? Why do you do this? Going on.
Why? Well, cool. So, in a nutshell, yeah, I thought that tonight was just, I thought it was phenomenal. Joseph, you're not even here to rebut me at all. It was phenomenal. I was so entertained by all the action, all the different special segments that they had, the celebrity shows. I'm such a fan now. I'm so sold. Like,
Kim sold. ABC, you clearly did a good job on her behalf.
Very good job. Very
I
good
thought job. The star of the show was Nick Jonas. That's my own selfish reasons. But I loved Nick Jonas coming in. And then Journey coming in with him.
That was cool. That was very cool.
Like, it couldn't get any better than that for me.
Yeah. Okay, well,
it sold
I'm
me
glad
there.
You're happy. So they ticked all your boxes too. Yeah. Well done, ABC. Okay, so let's just talk about some highlights from last night.
Sure.
Go through their songs. Mm-hmm. Only three of them, obviously, so it's pretty quick. But so we had Caleb mm-hmm. first up, and what a boring disaster that was. And no, not holding back.
She's getting there. It's rubbing off on her.
So disappointed because I was just like, my gosh, this is the final three. And while he's a sweetheart, he's a great singer. It was so incredibly boring. I'm like, what have you learned in the last few weeks?
You're right.
What do you think?
It was boring. I don't think he was giving it his all. I don't know if he was fully comfortable, and I think that's probably why it turned out how it did. But like you said, I think he sounds like a pro. I think his voice sounds really good. He just really does need to learn how to work the audience, work the stage more. But hopefully that comes with time, because I don't think he's going anywhere. Because he has a great personality, and that's what I've noticed. Like, that's what I really noticed throughout the season. But especially last night and tonight, Caleb, his personality is just so charismatic and charming that I feel like music obviously is his thing, but he could also do
stand up
other things throughout, like maybe even hosting something or like be Kelly Clarkson and host the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah.
You never know. So I really like him.
Yeah, I think he's adorable, and I do think he'd do really well at stand up, or also just people would enjoy looking more at his behind the scenes stuff, like interviews with people.
Yeah.
But performance wise, sorry, Caleb, no, it's not good. And then we had Gabby with Rivers Deep, and she got nailed.
She, for the first time, got feedback from the judges. And I must say, Joseph, Kim, and I were all in a group chat last night, and we were appreciative. We were like, the judges watch our show. No. I thought their feedback, sure. Was it harsh? Yes. But it was something that she needed to hear.
See, this is so funny because you know how I'm always the positive feedback sandwich. I did not feel that it was harsh. I thought it was spot on.
There you go.
I know. And I just think it was interesting because I don't think she'd had constructive feedback like that at all through the show.
Yeah.
And you could see her nearly about to break down and cry, which is a shame. But it was like, I think she was totally shocked.
Yeah.
And the main problem was song choice, wasn't it? They were just saying, what did Lionel say? Which I thought was really insightful.
It sounds good in the studio, but you need to see if it'll
stage
be
back rather than studio four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
Because it can sound great, like, on the radio when you listen, or in the studio when you're recording, but, like, putting it on for, like, thousands of people, you got to be able to really connect with it. and like be comfortable with owning the stage or just standing still but still be okay.
Yeah.
And I do agree with that, with her song. It was a big song, but I don't think she, like, filled it enough.
Mm. And something that started to annoy me, I'm being mean now, was she hunches over too much when she sings. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether she's trying extra hard to engage with the audience and because they're down low. Maybe. But she hunches over, and I'm like, girl, stand up and embrace it. Like Lionel did, you know, it's like, legs apart, here I am. But she's too over. So, Gabby, just work on that, darling.
We're giving you constructive criticism as well. Yeah.
So, not good. But Miss Maddie came out and the judges, I think, were relieved because they were probably thinking, oh my gosh, we are actually responsible for these final three. Yeah, yeah. And if this is all we're producing, it's not good on us. So, Gabby comes out. I mean, Maddie comes out and she's got the going, gone. And they said she looked the most comfortable, solid. And she's just a star. That voice I just adore. Totally.
Yeah. I think, like, her, and I'm, like, speaking so out of context because I don't know and I'm not her, but I think her secret is she's still so in kind of, like, a state of shock that she doesn't know what's happening or, like, how she could make it. And it's not the lack of confidence because she's confident. It's, like, she's still so humble and grateful, and I feel like that's what has helped her and made her perform so well and have such good presence and for people to see that and like her because they can kind of relate. Is that true, Maddie? Let me know.
Is it true?
But that's what at least how I read it, and I've learned to really appreciate her and really like her, so I'm excited for her future.
Totally. I'm like, I want to talk about
I know.
The winners so badly, and maybe we should just do it because I was probably supposed to do it at the top. AJ. okay, we just need to jump really quickly. The winner.
Yes.
Of American Idol. We'll tell you soon.
Oh my gosh, Kim! That was good. I was excited. My heart was pitter-pattering.
Are we going to do it? No.
We got to talk about the hometown parades.
Okay.
But still,
We'll get there. We'll get there.
We're going to keep you going, guys.
And so just in a nutshell, last night, the next round went a little bit better, didn't it? So we had Caleb stepped it up a little bit. Gabby had a good performance, and Lionel told her that she was in the business of sales, and that really worked.
I just like that song, and I've seen Miranda Lambert perform that song, and I just like, it still wasn't my cup of tea.
So I agree, better than the first.
Yeah, better than the first, for sure. She owned the stage more.
Yeah, it's interesting how she kind of fell last night. Like, just...
You could see...
She let it go.
I was... Maybe we're just, like, really good judges and we don't know it. But, like, that's what I've seen the whole time. Like, I think she has great potential, but she still needs practice.
Okay.
But then... Maddie. She did an original song, didn't she?
Maddie did in the first round, and then the second one was the Don't Ever Let Your Children Grow Up. Was that hers?
I thought that they said that was an original song, yes.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Which I thought was shocking.
Why?
Just that she chose to do, I mean, I guess it wasn't shocking because a lot of people did original songs this season, which I appreciated. But I just thought it was a bold move. There we go. Good choice of words. It was a bold move for her to do an original song.
But I think she's so good at those. So I think it worked perfectly, because she's just authentic, kind, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So fab. Yay. And then when he redeemed himself, Mr. Caleb came out with the Folsom Prison Blues, Jenna Cash. And I was like swaying. I was loving
that. That was good.
That's more his. He just needs something with a little bit more oomph, I think. And then he can get into it. And he just, you know.
I think he totally can have fun on stage. And once he learns to, like, move his body, it'll be great.
He will be very good if he embraces his funniness and brings it onto stage and, like, takes the mickey out of himself with his hip swaying and things like that.
Yeah, it needs to have the feel of Johnny Cash.
Here we go.
Yeah. And you can see, totally him.
You can see he wants to do more with that than he
does. Moving around on stage. Oh, see, doesn't he sound good, America?
Oh my gosh, and just while we're on that, Katy Perry looks stunning. Was that what you were going to say?
No, I knew you were going to say that, though. I knew you were going to say that.
She looked like Marilyn Monroe. She was absolutely gorgeous, and I liked it very much so because the previous week, when I call it like the...
No.
Mermaid witch outfit. It was hideous.
She looks so good with dark hair.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. Wouldn't she want to be a part of our club? The dark hair brunette black
we
club.
We can pull off. Yeah, she can if she doesn't look like freaking Zelda or...
She won't.
Sheer. So the Marilyn Monroe was very classy, Katie. I really appreciated it.
There you go.
Yep. Cool. And so then we had Gabby doing one of my favorite songs ever, Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Yeah.
And we even had Steve Perry.
Right, that was wild. Oh, yes.
That was pretty cool.
That must have been a cool moment for her.
Very cool.
I don't think anyone should really do that song besides Journey, but... I'll give it to her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
She had fun.
It was like 80%.
I won't rip on her anymore because she's not here anymore.
Here we go. I don't know what it needed, like, her to stand grounded and, like, own the song. Like, is she trying too hard? Like, is that the problem?
Yeah, I feel like she does try a little too hard. And...
I think that's put people off.
Yeah. She just really gives it her all, but there's like a balance of like when you need to hold back, and there's a way to do it. And I'm not saying she can't. She just really needs to learn how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and she will. But
if I could quickly hop in, guys. Yeah. I also don't think this is a great choice for a song to show off your voice.
Yeah.
It's very karaoke. Like, it's kind of reminds me of, like, 2 a.m. drunk karaoke. Which
really,
the tough
Jeff?
Thing is, like, that's sort of for us. Like, I feel like this is a song that's supposed to be sung by common people.
Yeah.
And you have a celebrity singing it, or a talented person singing it, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, I do agree.
That's an interesting observation. And
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was probably just because they needed to, like, show that Steve Perry was there.
Exactly.
So they were like, you have to do this so we can give him the camera time.
The behind the scenes.
ABC needs it, you know?
That we're never going to know.
But.
Yeah, cool. Interesting. Yeah, she did not have a good night of song choices.
I think she knew it.
Shame for her too, though. And then Maddie came out with Fleetwood Mac, and then Katie said, got on her phone and was like, I'm voting for you.
And also Joseph said that was the first time that he felt something this whole entire season.
Joseph, you have feelings.
Yes, he said it was the first time that got chills, felt something, and it was great.
She's stunning.
This is what I'm talking about when you're still present and she's not doing much and she's holding back, but it had such an impact on everyone.
It's because she's so connected.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hopefully Maddie and Gabby like each other in real life.
I think they do.
You think so? Okay. Well I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting because tonight I did notice that they have kind of, I think they're just so different. They probably wouldn't be friends outside of
this.
They
probably are different. And I feel like either you're a girl's girl and you're going to support the other girl or, and I may be judging right now, but I'm actually not, so I'm not judging anyone. I feel like Gabby would be the person to kind of like give a little evilness or like a evil eye to Maddie. I don't know. It just comes off
a little
way.
Regina George, maybe.
Yeah, a little Regina George.
I definitely
to Lindsay
felt
Lohan.
That.
Yeah.
Tonight. But we don't know, so that's unfair. So, but yeah.
Encourage each other, people. Okay, that's all I have
positivity
to say.
Positivity sandwich. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And so, Dylan, you have something for us to...
Absolutely. Do you know who will encourage you every single Friday? I'm going to tell you. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have We Got the Podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let her know that it was us who sent you there. The American Idol panel. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. Promise you will love every second from beginning, middle to end, when you're in traffic, in the shower. Do it. It's free. Like, what else are you doing?
You're such a good promo girl. Where'd you go? You've got a standing ovation.
Thanks.
People somewhere. Neat. So, okay, we need to just get more into it because let's talk rallies for a second.
Yeah.
Shall we? Mm-hmm. So we had... this bit made me cry.
I cried too.
Crying constantly.
I cried too because I was like, Kim, if this was my hometown, like, I'd be like... I've always wanted this.
Oh,
and
darling,
it's like coming true. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Is it what you're
saying? Oh, no. Yeah, I literally cried. And I was like, if this was me in my hometown, I would be crying too. That's just so to know, like, because think about it. Like, Maddie, she said she really didn't, like, know her place and, like, she didn't. You know, thought she was a little weird or whatever. So to know, like, that's how you were back in the day when you were in high school or younger, and to come back and to have all these people notice you finally and, like, support you, it just probably has to be such a crazy and fulfilling feeling,
mm-hmm.
no?
Mm-hmm. No, I absolutely agree. But do you know what? It's funny because when I watch something like that, I'm like, I don't think anyone would turn up.
For how positive you are, the fact that you got so negative, and Joseph, you're missing this. What a shame. People would show up for you.
No, I'm sure they would.
I would.
Like, oh, bless you. But I just think it's funny because that's probably what's going through their heads as well. Initially, like, is anyone going to even be there?
Well, if no one's there, I'm pretty sure they probably put out, like, hey, everyone in this town, you need to come out.
Free pizza.
Yeah. You know, they could have a little bribery.
Yeah, and the ultimate thing is, too, is it's like, are they going to see the people or are they going to see Ryan Seacrest?
Oh! Ah, see, this man knows what he's
talking
about.
That's hilarious. I was thinking, like, oh, or do they just want to be, like, on TV? Like, do they just are going to be like, oh, we could be on American Idol?
Yeah.
Like, let's show up.
Interesting as well, though. Was Ryan on those? Because I didn't see him on them.
He wasn't.
So maybe they were just hoping to see Ryan, potentially.
Oh, yeah. And just, again, with what Sarah was saying, any time that there's production opportunities and it's like Hollywood's coming to your town.
They always, like, pimp. Like, if they're, like, parents, they always pimp out their kids. They make their kids look extra cute, you know? Like, well-behaved.
Stage moms.
Yeah.
Dance moms. Yeah, funny.
Yeah.
Cool. First up we had Caleb, and he went back to his home of, I always want to say Georgia Dallas, but no, Dallas,
I know,
Georgia.
So confusing.
What did he say? He said, there was one line he said something about how he had never expected this many people, but he's never had this much attention in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet. And then going home to his house, and it was nice to see their homes and where they actually, you know, were from. And just the parents are just so absolutely just, it's just probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to their entire lives, isn't it? The parents as well.
Yeah.
But Caleb's so sweet and humble, isn't he?
I know. Totally. And I think, like what I said before with Maddie, I think a lot of people could relate to that or appreciated that characteristic more so than, like, maybe being 100% already star quality, which Gabby kind of was there. So they, like, want to see someone grow to see where they came from and to see what they can become, which I feel like Caleb already, when they did, like, from his auditions to now, how he looked at his auditions, I was like, whoa, dude, they did make you into this heartthrob. Like, good for you. Yeah. I was so impressed. I was like, okay.
Yeah, hopefully you can keep it, like, that way as well. And with with Maddie's Dallas, no, she's from Clarksville, Iowa. When she went back to the primary school,
I know.
And all the kids were, like, singing it back to her and sing it, and she's just, like, crying. Oh my god, that was so cute.
Yeah, she was sweet.
She was sweet. And then Gabby seemed ready to take on the world, loving it in her element, really enjoyed it. And she had a lot of fans. I mean, heaps of fans.
Oh my gosh, she did. She does have a good fan quality. It's so funny. It's so interesting how things turn out.
I wonder, though, if, like, half of a town, or any of them, like, whether they actually did all support those people that were from there, or whether they're actually I like this person, I'm gonna vote for these guys.
She though also was from a like a bigger city, like a more known city, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the other two was smaller. Tiny. So it's just like different vibe. It's a totally different ball game.
Absolutely. I think when they did the aerial shot of Maddie's little city, there was like a tiny little road.
I know.
Went around the corner a little bit. Oh my gosh, so cute.
So it's just like different.
So cool. Them. But yeah, overall I just I liked the part with the private jet and how they got to have all the most Macy's clothes for free. I'm really liking the creative ways that they're just, I mean, this is not that creative, but creative ways that they've been putting in the sponsors throughout this season. Like, at least it's really cool stuff. Like, go to Disneyland, or tonight's trip to Hawaii to Disney, and then the Macy's free clothes. So, yeah, that's working well. It's not just the...
I mean, it's what they gotta do.
It's what they gotta do. But it works. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Groovy. Okay, and so then tonight, moving on, action-packed, so many performances, so many celebrities. What was your highlight, Stel?
Nick Jonas.
Okay, yes.
That was it. No, was it. I'm just kidding. Lionel Richie was my favorite judge. How he dressed, how he performed, just being that age and owning the stage still and giving such great advice. Love me some Lionel. I'm going to say Nick Jonas again. And the winner was my favorite, though, just to know that my dreams do come true.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So there was the Bebe Rexha with the Caleb, Gabby and Maddie performance. That was cool. I really liked that. I think that was groovy. They had a weird segment with Jimmy Kimmel where they had a time capsule come out, and then they had memorabilia from past Idol seasons, and it was very strange.
Well, I feel like they did it because they like never thought Idol was going to come back. And so I like had to dig it up because it was so long ago.
Yeah. Well, and again, another creative way to promote something, because I think it's tonight Jimmy Kimmel has a special show where he's got past Idol celebs coming in to perform and stuff.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, smart thinking.
ABC, I must say, I mean, I feel like they kind of had to really entice all these people to get on the show, like celebrity-wise. To influence it and to come on the finale, because I don't know, they could have been a little nervous with the ratings and such to see how well it was going to do.
Well, especially against the Billboard Music Awards.
I know, last night, right? That was crazy, because NBC, did you know that the Billboard Music Awards used to be on ABC?
Huh.
But now they're on NBC, well, they were this year, and Kelly Clarkson was hosting.
I know, that was very...
Which is just so twisted on...
Every level.
All levels. But if you didn't see it, you should go see Kelly Clarkson performance. Just saying. Plug there.
Yeah, plug. No, she was awesome. She was really good. But hey, crazy. We got to see my favorite man in the world tonight. Okay, and you have... Okay, I would like you to tell me that it was rubbish. Or was it one of the best, hottest performances you've ever seen?
Okay, neither. But I liked how it had Kate and Dennis, who are both of your favorites.
Yes.
I appreciated it. I'll give it that. And I loved how they had other people come back.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh. I think he's doing just fine. Him and Gabby are dating. Like, let the man live his life, Kim.
No, sorry. But Gary Clark Jr., and it was bright lights. It was so cool. I can see that on the American Idol tour that's going to be a hit. Even
well,
like,
you
look
should
at, I mean,
go.
You've got to watch this. Look, it's hot. It's rock. It's awesome. And I thought Dennis did really good job.
I know.
I hadn't seen him in that.
He's the one who impressed me, not Cade. Sorry, Kim. But yes, I think I hope that the American Idol tour goes well for all of them. I think it has great potential.
Oh, I think it's
they have good talent.
Absolutely.
Ooh, there you go. He was pointing his finger at you.
Yeah, this bit. Look at it. Oh, he's amazing.
He has a niche, and he's got it.
He does. But the other one is that I really liked was Caleb and Darius Rucker with the wagon wheel.
I was so happy. I love Darius Rucker. Wagon Wheel is one of my favorite songs, and that was amazing. That was some biscuits and gravy. Wow, daggum, I loved it.
Daggum.
Yeah.
What about the segment when they did on Luke?
Yes.
His How Country I Am?
I loved it. I loved all of the judges. You know, I could have thrown shade at the beginning where I wasn't sure, because I really wasn't sure with Katy Perry, especially, and then Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, but I think they all did a 360 for me.
Well, I'm pleased you're impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think Luke is the biggest sweetheart ever, and it's so nice to have such a superstar so humble and so relaxed.
Yeah.
And he obviously has, he is a fan of Katie's, obviously. They seem to get along super well, so that's cool. The other thing that was cool, I really enjoyed, is Katy Perry and Katie Turner doing their one of Katy Perry's hits. It was Part of Me, but an amazing version.
I love that song.
Yeah. Just, I think Katy Turner performed one of the best she's ever performed. She just seems so comfortable, so confident. And it's like, now that the pressure's off.
I know, feel like that when the pressure's not on, you're like, okay, well, I'm kicked off. What else can happen? Yeah. You perform better.
Absolutely. Just more relaxed. And
yeah.
Yeah, watch this. And Katy's so happy.
Katy Perry was probably so happy she could perform with Katie Turner. Like, let's be real.
Well, this is the whole thing. Originally, remember a couple of episodes back, she said, I want to perform with you at some point. I just don't know when. And so that worked out just beautifully.
I think Katie Turner's a great singer. Like I said, I think they all have a special place, and it's whether if they keep going for it or not.
Yeah, totally agree. Katie will do
have
well.
Have to wait and see.
But cuteness alert was when, you know, Layla Springs and her little sister Dixie came back and performed Blue. And, oh my gosh, little Dixie was the cutest thing ever. She has definitely got a career. And then Leanne Rimes comes out and neither of them can actually sing because they're too excited. So that was cool. But okay, so there's so much we could talk about and I know we don't have time. So let's just get into... We're going to do the finale in a second.
The craziest thing that's probably... They knew they had to do something crazy.
It was about the finale?
Yeah. Take it away, girl.
It was such... I squealed out loud and... let's just pump it up first. Okay, so we have the elimination and we have three standing up there. You're laughing at me. Stop it. And first one to go through is... Drum roll, please. Caleb! Woohoo! So that was like,
I was excited.
Well, yeah, he deserves it.
I know we were like, oh, it'd be cool to have two girls, but you know, I voted for him, so.
Yeah, one of your votes.
I was excited.
It was cool that he went through, but then it made it really interesting. Like, oh my gosh, who's going to be the other two, the other one? And then they put through Maddie.
I know, which was...
Not shocking, but how do you describe that?
It was... exciting because I feel like it's what people wanted but weren't expecting, you know?
Yeah, or expecting, but just how would you decide between those two? Because,
well,
the way that they did.
Would.
So, Maddie went through. Yes. And so Gabby goes home and she was gracious and obviously hugely disappointed. But then we have the most exciting part of the night. We have Caleb and Maddie standing there together. And this is when the shocking news comes through. The shocking news, they sing this beautiful song together. Is it the Rainbow Connection? I think so. No, that's the Kermit one.
No.
Yeah, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And then we find out that they're actually together. Oh my gosh, who knew all this time?
So, me.
Well, you didn't know.
I follow them on Instagram, and I was seeing them pop up on each other's Instagram stories. So I was like, I feel like something's going on here.
I just thought they're
total
friends.
Great plug, though. Everyone loves a good love story.
Oh, they do.
Including myself.
Yes. So. And then they're going to Hawaii, to Disney. I just think they're such beautiful people together, such nice, kind-hearted, and so sweet and awkward. Like, there was a line in the song that was like, I love you, and he goes, I love you, and he can't finish it to her. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the final, so they said they didn't care who won at this stage.
I mean, true love.
True love. And the winner of American Idol.
Season 1.
Season 1? 2018 was, drumroll...
I was so happy.
Me too. She so deserves it. She's so unique. And you for weeks were saying you didn't know where she fit in. What was up with that, Miss
Sarah? I don't know. Everyone can say shame on you, Sarah. Because you proved me wrong, and I like her now. So yeah. I'm so happy for Maddie. Joseph was so happy too. Yes. And I think it was a great choice for ABC, America,
she's a
everyone.
Great role model insofar as she's, you know, doesn't have the best confidence, but stuck in there. She's humble. She's sweet. She's grounded. She's appreciative. Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful person inside and out, yeah. And her voice is to die for. So congratulations, yay. Maddie. You deserve this. And I believe she's on Ryan and Kelly tomorrow already. Yeah, going to be singing.
They just fly all over.
In a private jet, hopefully. Be good for her. Totally cool. Yeah. So I was so happy and so excited with tonight. I think ABC did a fabulous job. And just to wrap it all up, what a season. What have been, I don't know, some of the highlights for you, Sarah? What have standout moments? Anything you can think of?
I mean, I really liked them. I loved having Ada Vox on the show. Mm-hmm. I really liked that moment for America to have, even though it wasn't lived out long enough. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. And I love her. And I also, you know, liked when they went to Disneyland. I thought that was sweet.
Cute. You know, you could go anytime, right?
Yeah, I know I could go anytime, but I liked, you know. And I liked all the influencers that they had to help mentor them.
Yeah, the mentors.
Yeah, Idina cool. Menzel and Bobby yes. Bones and Nick Jonas again.
Yes. I really, really loved, and I always do, I always love understanding more about the behind the scenes of how things work. Mm-hmm. And I really loved the insight and the tips from the judges, particularly Lionel. He's got so many years in the industry, yeah. And he just had such a wealth of knowledge poured on. And it's just great for us plebs to listen and understand more mm-hmm. about what actually the realities are. Yeah. And I think my key takeaways from him were definitely the whole idea of, you know, fake it till you make it. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Katie said last night, and when you make it, you're still fake it. Yeah. And then there was something about bake it that Luke was talking about. Yeah. It was getting confusing. But just the insight from the judges has been phenomenal. And I really appreciated the aesthetics of the whole presentation of the live shows. I thought the room and just how it's progressed was just so cool. Mm-hmm. So that kind of concludes our American Idol season.
I know, ABC, I know. ABC, I thought, you know, you redeemed yourself. It started off a little rocky, but I will say I'll probably be watching next season.
You better be.
Because we'll be back here, so yes. Why not?
Yay, hopefully with the other two as well.
Yeah.
So if anyone who does want to audition for the next season of American Idol, you just go to americanidol.com/auditions. It's happening now. It's about to start all over again. No rest for the wicked. So yeah, we have absolutely adored doing this show, and thank you to everybody who's been on the chat roll with us over the seasons. Watch the replays and all that good jazz. So thanks so much for watching. I am Kim Davey, and you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And
again, I'm Sarah Serio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in all season. We really appreciate it. Still stay in contact with all of us. You can follow me at @SSerio.
Awesome. All right, from all of us here at AfterBuzz TV, thank you for watching and see you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.